Good morning, I'm Eric Little. News this hour on Light Rock 93R is brought to you by Fleming Insurance Agency. Marietta College announced that they would be cutting retirement benefits in half for the coming school year. The cuts affect about 275 employees and are expected to save the college about $500,000. That's about a quarter of the college's projected deficit for the coming school year. The cuts only affect current employees. Those who are already retired will see no reduction in benefits. The college gathered feedback from employees through an online forum regarding the best ways to deal with the deficit. The cuts to retirement benefits allowed Marietta College to avoid another wave of staffing cuts. Marietta College's 6% enrollment drop since 2011 is largely to blame for the school's funding issues. The sale of Ormet was made official yesterday. Wisconsin-based Niagara Worldwide bought the plant at an auction earlier this summer for $25 million. The layoff of nearly 1,000 employees 9 months ago was Ohio's largest industrial layoff of the year. Niagara's president says it's possible another aluminum smelter could move into the plant. Tyler County Prosecutor Luke Furby has moved to have himself disqualified from the case against Gina Crawford. She's the Sistersville Elementary School teacher who was arrested on drug charges last weekend. Furby made the motion based on ties to the school board and Crawford's mother, who is the superintendent of Tyler County Schools. A special prosecutor has not yet been named. A Cincinnati-based advocacy group is pushing for laws in the state of Ohio to make assaults on the homeless to be considered as hate crimes. They say the designation of homeless people as a protected group would enhance penalties for offenders and deter attacks. In sports, the Reds were 3-1 winners over the Marlins. The Indians fell 6-5 to the Mariners, and the Pirates lost 7-4 to the Diamondbacks. Your exclusive AccuWeather forecast for today. Some sun, then a thunderstorm later, possibly. A high of 81. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a shower in the area, mainly early. A low of 61. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a couple showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A high of 78. That's news this hour. More Murphy, Sam, and Jody on the way on Light Rock 93R.